أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، حييكم تحية الإسلام. سلام الله عليكم ورحمتكم وبركاته. And welcome back to our series. We're gonna start with the new session inshallah for تفسير القرآن وأسرار القرآن. The wisdom and the secret of the verses, the interpretation of the Quran inshallah. And you know, the suggestion was really to start with the Surah Maryam, which is a great suggestion to start with the Surah Maryam, you know, to give sisters the right. This is the only surah for the entire Quran named by the feminine name or related to sister side, Maryam. The only one surah for the entire Quran. There is no other surah has a name for female except Surah Maryam, the surah that we choose to have the meaning of the two surah inshallah. Surah Maryam, number 19, when you look at the order from Surah Al-Fatiha, البقرة، آل عمران، النساء، المائدة، الأنعام، and go all the way till سورة مريم number 19 في المصحف، سورة 19 في ترتيب المصحف الشريف. سورة مريم has 98 verses، فيها 96 آية. هذه السورة يعني today inshallah will be introduction only. We will not go deep for tafsir or for the interpretations of the surah. But today just we will have, you know, a big temptation for everybody to attend. You know, you will learn about the secret and the wisdoms of the Quran, you know, for a good way for all of us inshallah. And just as a good temptation for everybody to join our group and come to enjoy, to have enjoyable time when we sit anywhere to listen to Quran or to recite Quran or to study about Quran, Allah will send down the angels. Just I would like to give you glad tidings in the beginning. مجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه فيما بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله فيمن عنده. الله سبحانه وتعالى will help them out to surround them with the tranquility. And the angel will be witnesses with them, and Allah will shower them with His mercy, and Allah will mention their names. You know how many people attend today for the halaqa for youth, and Allah will mention your name. Yes, your name on front of the angels in Allah's sight, and this is the barakah that when you come together and for to study Quran or to learn about Quran, to learn about tafsir, you know, any kind of studying related to Quran, this is the best way to gain hasanat and to gain reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, like I mentioned, تكون مقدمة في التفسير حول أهداف السورة، سبب نزول السورة. The أهداف السورة. You know, today inshallah we will have the introduction about Surah Maryam. And this surah, subhanAllah, when you memorize the surah and you know how to recite Quran, you will enjoy reciting Surah Maryam. And Surah Maryam, the only one surah with the surah, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Hameen, Ayn, Sin, Qaf, which surah? Surah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Shura, Surah Shura. The only two surah has five different letters in the beginning of the surah. How many surahs that we have start with the individual letters in the Quran? How many surahs? You have Sheikh Google, you can Google it quickly. And yeah, they will tell you 19 surah, I think, started with the Alif, Lam, Mim, Taha, Noon, Saad, you know? And we have some of them start with the one letter. Like what? Yeah, good job, mashallah. Noon. And what?
Qaf.
Good job. And what?
Saad.
Good. And we have some surah starting with the two letters.
Taha.
Yes, you catch it. Taha. Good. And what else?
Hameen.
Hameen. Mashallah. We have some Hafaz here. Great job. And young men. What do you have? We have two letters only in the beginning of the surah.
Yasin.
Allah. Good job. And we have some surah start with the three letters. Alif, Lam, Mim. Don't say Alam. And this is why we have to learn Quran from our shuyukh. You cannot study Quran by yourself. It's impossible. You know why? Because how are you gonna differentiate between Alif, Lam, Mim in the beginning of Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran and another surah, Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak? How do you know this is Alif, Lam, Mim and this is Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak? There is a sheikh, you know, he was so tough with his students. And you know, he told his student to review the surah as I taught you. And one of them, he was playing and he did not study. And his student comes to recite in front of the sheikh, and he said, you know, go ahead, recite. And he said, Alam, ذلك الكتاب ذا الغارق. Hello, Alam. Did I teach you Alam or Alif, Lam, Mim? And he figured out that he did not study. This is the point here. We need to learn Quran from our shuyukh, from the qualified teachers of Quran, to be able to recite Quran correctly, like our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have some surah. They have how many letters now? Five letters, like Surah Maryam. Kaf, Haya. Ayn, Saad. The how many letters? Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Saad. This is the only one surah with the other surah in the end of the Quran, Surah Shura. Hameen, Ayn, Sin, Qaf. And this is, what is the benefit of these individual letters in the beginning of the chapters and the surah of Quran? And what is the benefit of them?
I remember hearing a lecture that it's to catch attention. Like when you enter a room and you say yeah, and then you say someone's name, it's to catch the attention of people.
It's good answer, yes. Yeah. What else? You know, bring your note. What do you have? What is the benefit of individual letters in the beginning of the surah of Quran?
To show the power of the Arabic language?
It's good, yes. To show the power of Arabic language. And what else?
I heard only Allah knows.
Yeah, it's good answer, Allah knows. And the main purpose to show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged the people of Quraysh, and they were expert of the Arabic language. And Allah challenged them. This is the letters that you have in your life, and you cannot create a chapter or a surah like I do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, make a big challenge with them. If you are able to have, you know, to bring the same Quran like this, go ahead, show me your muscles. If you are not able, show me 10 surah only. You are not able, show me one single surah. You will not be able to make it. And Allah mentioned, even if the mankind and the jinn come together and they try to create a single way of the Quran, they will not be able to make it. وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا قُلْ إِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Now, it's a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same alphabet, the same letters that people are dealing every single day. And they are perfect in Arabic language, but they are not able to create a one single surah as a Quran. And this is the, you know, the material when you have, you, like when you have the person who nerd or the very smart, and he will create any tool or any invention, and give him the material, and he will create some amazing thing from the material that you gave him. And you can give the material to somebody else. You know, they might throw it into the trash because they don't know how to deal with the material that they have. This is the material that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the people, the disbelievers in Mecca. This is the same letters, the same languages that you are dealing with every single day, but you are not able to make it. And this is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be proud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran for us, you know, as a constitution until the day of judgment. And be proud that Allah chose the constitution for you, and Allah revealed the Quran for you, especially when you open the Mus'haf and try to recite Quran. You know, imagine that Allah revealed the Quran especially for you, individually, for your own self. And just to go back again to Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam, the second verse after the individual letters, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا. I wish if we can prepare ourselves before we come to the lecture to read about the meaning in any way, doesn't matter, but just to reflect and make some new ideas about the verses that we're going to study, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I will give you a hint today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the beginning of the surah, Rahmatu Rabbik. What that means? ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا. Allah started with the mercy of him. And the mercy of Allah will reflect on the whole surah. You know, the word of Ar-Rahman was mentioned 16 times in this surah. When even when the people abused Allah Azza wa Jal and they claim that Allah has walad, has son, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe them? وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَهُ. Not Allah. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ. Subhanallah. It's a simple way to say وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. But Allah chose the word of Ar-Rahman. Even with the disbelievers, he still have mercy with them. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا. Even during the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim, when he was talking to his dad, this believe dad, what did he say to him? قال يا أبتي لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان for who? للرحمن عصيا يا أبتي إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من what? من who? من الرحمن. Even with the mention of the عذاب, of the punishment, سيدنا إبراهيم mentioned the name of Allah الرحمن. Subhanallah. It's amazing, you know, covering for the surah, because the surah started with the رحمة ربك عبده زكريا. ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to destroy any place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention His mercy. For example, قوم لوط or قوم عاد or قوم ثمود. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to destroy them, there is no mercy. There is no rahmah. Allah eliminated them. Allah destroyed them completely. But with the Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the merciful name, which is the merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. Allah mentioned that name 16 times to give hope for disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. The one who was dealing with the major sin. It's okay. Allah is merciful. Just come back to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And for Surah Maryam, the main purpose or the main goal, the main aim for the surah, talking about what? What is the main goal of the surah? What is the main subject of the surah? Brothers and sisters, what? The main subject of the surah?
Woman's rights.
Woman's right? It could be, yeah. It's by itself, Allah named the surah by Maryam. That's it. It's enough for your right, guys. Alhamdulillah. And what else?
The miracles of Allah.
The miracles of Allah. For what?
The creation.
The creation. It's good. Yeah. Now, and this is lesson for all of us, and I will conclude with this lesson, but I hope that I will explain it very well for all of us to understand. You know, because Allah created us and He gave us, you know, the menu, how to live your life. You know, just to make sure you will live your life as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for us. Don't act as a rebellious person and say, I know I have my own way. I know how to live my life. We know nothing. We have to have the way that Allah chooses for us. You will have peace of mind. Because when you submit yourself to Allah's will, you will enjoy your life, because you will not bother yourself, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from the physical material, which is the tree or the clay, and from the spiritual things, which is the soul or the ruh that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into our bodies. And the main subject for the surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us, we have to follow al-asbab. Asbab means, yeah, we have to follow the means or the purposes of life. For example, I'm very thirsty. How I will drink? Should I talk to the bottle? Please, could you come to my mouth and just, disbelievers, they used to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe them in the Day of Judgment, that they did a lot of good deeds, but they will not benefit themselves. That, like the person who is talking into the water could you come to my mouth because I'm thirsty? And if you are thirsty, you have to take the bottle of the water or the cup of the water and drink. And this is the sabab, al-asbab, al-akhd bil-asbab. You have to follow the means to get the result or to get the good result that you wish in your life. And the surah of Maryam talking about al-akhd bil-asbab. How the surah talking about al-akhd bil-asbab? Allah subhanahu. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't care about asbab. If Allah choose to provide you without means, it's His command. We cannot reject what He decides for us. For example, for the creation, like you mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our forefather Adam from what? Huh? Who's the father of Adam? There is no father. And there is no mother for Adam, alayhi salam. Am I right? But how Allah created him? Without parent. How Allah created Eve, the wife of our forefather Adam? Have from father, from his rib. Make sense? To have the same, you know, emotional way, to have the same feeling. Allah did not create our wives from different materials to have the same feeling, and this is why the spouse, they have to have the same feeling together. If the husband is happy, the wife should be happy with him. If the husband is sad, the wife should cheer him in his sadness. And this is why Allah created our mother from our forefather Adam's rib. Make sense? And we have Isa alayhi salam has no what?
Father.
No father. But he has a mother, Maryam, the one that the surah named by her name. And everybody else has a father and the mother. You get it? This is the normal way that everybody has father and mother. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need to follow the means. Allah doesn't need to follow al-asbab because He is the main cause for al-asbab. And you would like to ask Allah, why you provided me without asbab? No, just listen to Allah Azza wa Jal and be nice, be kind toward Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat you in very good way. This is the point. Every creature, you know, created from male and female. Even when we look at human beings, we have a man and woman, and they come together, they married for the sake of Allah, and they have the children and the offspring, you know, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to continue to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. Even for animals, we have male and female, a'azzakum Allah. Even for, you know, plants, yeah? We have male tree and female tree. Do you know that or not? Who knows that? When we have, you know, the bamboo trees, yeah? Nakhla, اللي فيها البلح. We have female and we have male. And you have to make a pollution to make a good date in the end of the season. If we forget to make it, Allah will send the wind to make it for us. وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ لَوَاقِحَ. SubhanAllah, even if the farmers forget to do it, Allah will never forget, because this is the system of the universal life that Allah made for us, guys. And you have to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Even for the light that we have right now, look at the light. How the world works now, from positive and negative together. If we have the positive by itself, it will not work. If we have the negative by itself, it will not work. But we have to put both of them together. to result the light you can see right now. Why? To testify, there is no one has right to be worshipped but Allah, Almighty Allah. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. And this is what we need to learn today, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set up the asbab, the means, and we have to follow the asbab. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it for us without asbab, or Allah will protect us without asbab. For example, Sayyidina Ibrahim, what did his people against him, what his people did against him after he called them for the sake of Allah and they rejected his call? What did they do against him? They dig a big place and they fire the wood and they throw him into the wood, the fire. And what happened after that? قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي وَاتْ كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. We call the fire to be cold and peace. Why did not say cold only? Because he might die from the freeze. If we say بردا only, cold, extremely cold, and he might die from the cold. But بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the rain above the fire, you know, the rain might extinguish the fire. Am I right? But why Allah did not send the rain to extinguish the fire? Why Allah did not help Ibrahim alayhi salam to escape and to run away from his people? Why? Because this believer, they said, if we can catch him, we're gonna kill him. Or if Allah sent down the rain, they will say, you know, if we did not have the rain, you know, we're gonna burn him into the fire. Show your muscles. Now you catch him and you threw him into the fire, and the fire did not touch him. You got it, brothers or not? Sisters, you understand? And this is the point, when we deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please don't disrespect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He can do anything you can imagine, or even you cannot imagine, because He is the Creator, He is Allah. And really don't feel hopeless from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the only one way of Satan, of Shaitan, to help you to run away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same idea happened with the Sayyidina Ibrahim Aydan, but also when Allah commanded him to slaughter his son. إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ Sayyidina Ismail, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. O my son, I saw in my dream that I'm slaughtering you. What do you think? If your dad comes to you and said, Oh, my beloved son, you know, I love you, but really, I saw a dream that I'm slaughtering you. What is your reaction? You're gonna call 911, or you will describe him as a crazy person. Subhanallah, Dad, what's going on? What Sayyidina Ismail did, he said, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Oh, my beloved dad. You know, abati in Arab language, oh, my beloved dad. It's not dad or baba, no. Oh, my beloved dad. But you remember Sayyidina Ibrahim described his dad with the same word. When he used to say, oh, my beloved dad, do not worship Satan. لا تعبد الشيطان فتكون للرحمن عصيا. And you will be disobedient for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the same word that Sayyidina Ibrahim was describing his dad, you know, the same word that his son described him. قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. Oh my beloved dad, do whatever Allah commanded you. You will find me among الصابرين, patience. That's it. And فلما أسلم both of them, they submit themselves to Allah's will. What happened? He tried to slaughter his son. The knife did not cut. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the knife, yeah, to cut. When you pass the knife in any thing, it will cut it. This is the natural way for, you know, the knife. But in that case, no. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the knife, do not work. Because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِيلِ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجِزِ الْمُحْسِنِ. And this is why we have the Qurbani and sacrifice every Eid. It will come very soon. To revive the sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim when he was trying to slaughter his son, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected his son Ismail with the big ram from paradise, or kabsh min al-jannah. And this is our way to make sacrifice and to make udhiyah every year in the month of the Hijjah. Just we're gonna have it very soon, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the idea. We have to follow the means, we have to follow the asbab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need the asbab for us to provide us with the rizq, or to protect us, or to guide us. You know, when we come to Allah azza wa jal, we should not ask about asbab. But when we come to ourselves, we have to follow the asbab that Allah made for us. When Allah told the blessed Mary, peace be upon him, when she was in very weak condition, when she was delivering Isa alayhi salam, what did Allah command her? Who knows? When she was sitting under the palm tree, what Allah commanded her? Yes, ayyadin. Aywa, what? To shake what? Somebody would say a nakhla? No. Allah did not say nakhla. Allah did not say the bamboo tree. No. The trunk of the bamboo tree. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَ. You know, if we have very strong man and we told him, could you shake the trunk of bamboo tree? Could you make it? No. How about woman? It's more weak than man. How about the woman in the time of delivering the baby? Now why Allah asked her to shake the jith in nakhla, the trunk of bamboo tree? Why? Now this is the way that we need to learn from the surah. That would be asbab. Don't sleep at your home and say, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide me with the rizq. No. You know, the person who would say that is a liar. Because Allah commanded us to go out. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَقُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ مُشُوا. You have to go out, you have to work, you have to gain the money. The money will not come. Sayyidina Umar, one day he entered into the masjid and he found one person at the corner of the masjid making tasbih and istighfar, and he saw him in the first time. He said, okay, maybe he's just spent some time at the masjid. When he came for the following salah, he found the same man in the same place, and he asked him, why you sit for this long time at the masjid? He said, أَتَعَبَّدُ لِلَّهِ. I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he asked him, Sayyidina Umar, who spent the money for you? He said, my brother, he's working and he's just providing me with the food. And he said, فَإِنَّ أَخَاكَ أَعْبَدُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ. Your brother, he's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than you. Don't sit at the masjid and say, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide me with the rizq. No, this is not the right way. Yeah, you have you might have some time to go to the masjid and make tasbih and make salah and tasbih, but do not cut yourself off from the worldly life. You have to learn how to struggle and how to really deal with the people outside of the masjid. And this is the point. Sayyidah Maryam alayhi salam, Allah amaraha an tahuzz bijidh'i an-nakhla. And Allah said, tusaqit alayki. Why Allah did not say yasqut alayki? Because yasqut once, and that's it. But she did the action that Allah commanded her, and the term or the dates will continue, comes to her when she needs. That's it. She took an asbab in the beginning, but for the rest of the time she will stay, she doesn't need to shake the trunk of the bamboo tree again. And this is the mentality what we need to learn. Now we study about Surah Maryam that was revealed in Mecca and has 98 verses. The first chapter number 19 in the Mus'haf, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started in the beginning of the surah with the five different letters. And this is the only surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered five letters in the beginning of this surah. You know, other surah you might have one letter or two letters or three letters. This is the only surah has five letters together. Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Sad. In one time. And also this is the only surah that was named by female name, which is Maryam alayhi salam, which is honoring for female, honoring for sisters and for women. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them right. We have the surah talking about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first word right away in the second verse, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّ. And inshallah in our sessions we will learn where is the rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. We will study, we will go deep inshallah, but this is the first time as introduction. I don't like to confuse any one of you, you know, to study Quran and to study, you know, the interpretations of Quran. It's amazing knowledge, it's very outstanding knowledge if you really have good intention, and you might learn something other people are not able to learn. You might really get some ideas in the Quran, because the Quran as a treasure, kanz min kunuz Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody will take from the knowledge of Quran as he or she wishes, alhamdulillah. This is what we need to learn about Quran. The name of Allah Ar-Rahman was mentioned 16 times in the surah, within the surah, because Allah started the surah with the mercy of Allah. ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّ. Even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about the disbelievers, how they claim that Allah has a son, and he mentioned, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَانِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. سبحان الله. The normal way, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. Like the rest of the Quran. This is the only surah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about disbelievers when they claim that Allah has a son, he mentioned the name of Ar-Rahman. Even when Allah mentioned about Sayyidina Ibrahim, when he was warning his dad, do not follow the footsteps of Shaytan, because Shaytan is disobedience of Ar-Rahman. He didn't say disobedience of Allah. And also, I'm afraid if you disobey Ar-Rahman or disobey Allah, you know, the punishment of Ar-Rahman will touch you. He mentioned, if you follow the footsteps of Shaytan, you will be disobedience of Ar-Rahman. And also, the word of Ar-Rahman, even mentioned with the punishment of Allah, means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will touch him with the punishment. Touch means it's not to cover his body with the punishment. When we say touch, on just once. And this is the beauty of the surah and the introduction of this chapter of Maryam. Blessed Mary, may Allah peace be upon her, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out to learn Quran and to learn the interpretations of Quran and to learn the secret and the wisdoms of Quran. I'm so happy that you choose this topic for me, and this is, you know, the most knowledge that I love in my life, to talk about tafsir and talk about, even it's not my career, you know, my specialist in the fiqh muqara, you know, comparative jurisprudence, but really I love to, if I spend hours and days just talking about Quran, this is, you know, my wish in this life, to help people to study about Quran and to study about ma'ani Quran, asrar wa hikam Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to learn about Quran and to be able to learn the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He hided into the Quran above the Ameen. This is my advice for all of us today and as an introduction for our series, inshaAllah.